Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Having denounced Job's sincerity, Job 15 verses 1 to 6, and disputed his veracity, verses 7 to 16, Eliphaz now describes Job's duplicity, verses 17 to 35. Interestingly, like many who become wrapped up in the heat of an argument, Eliphaz completely ignores everything Job has just said. This section is pure argumentum ad hominem, the fallacy of logic that merely attacks the person while never addressing the issues discussed. He believes his friend is in, quote, the company of hypocrites, verse 34. What you see is not what you get. Is a man presently living, quote, in prosperity, verse 21? It's only a matter of time until the destroyer gets him. Does he have chubby cheeks and a, quote, waist heavy with fat, verse 27? Don't let this make you think God has blessed him. Does he have a nice home? It's, quote, destined to become ruins, verse 28. Is he rich? It's all a mirage, quote, nor will his wealth continue, verse 29. In fact, says Eliphaz, I would warn a man like you, quote, let him not trust in futile things, deceiving himself, for futility will be his reward, verse 31. All the apparent blessing, he says, is like an, quote, unripe grape, verse 33. Showing great promise, until it drops to the ground and never reaches maturity. Or perhaps, like an olive tree in blossom struck by extreme heat or cold, your hopes will never come to fruition. When you read this diatribe, you have to ask, why such vitriol, Eliphaz? Have you been nurturing a heart of envy and jealousy against your friend? Listen to the Lord's warning, quote, but you should not gloat in that day, your brother's day of misfortune, nor rejoice over people in the day of their destruction, nor boast proudly in the day of their distress. That's Obadiah 1:12. God help us to learn to, quote, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Romans 12, verse 15.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.